This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, last week on Cross Hope, we finished a 9-part series from the book of Proverbs. Certainly wasn't a complete study of the book of Proverbs, but 9 messages that we called street credibility, having to do with practical issues about life on the street. If you were a part of that, you remember we talked about wisdom, looking at life from God's point of view. We talked about love and faithfulness, probably 2 of the most important words in your life. We talked about the blueprint for life. It involves guarding your heart because it's the wellspring of life. 7 things that God hates was another issue we talked about. Adultery, Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 deal with that topic exclusively. Integrity, the tongue, what we do with our tongue in terms of how we speak to people. And last week we talked about friendship, 5 principles from Proverbs 27. Today we begin a new series from the book of Ecclesiastes, right after the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon. It's quite a cynical book, but I think it will speak to you in a powerful way. God bless you as you listen to part 1 today. And today we're going to study a book of the Bible that says this: everything's meaningless. Very cynical book. Everything's meaningless. And the author, Solomon, is right. Everything is meaningless without the Lord. Or John Hopkins University surveyed nearly 8,000 college students at 48 universities and asked what they considered very important to their lives. What do you think these college students said? Make a lot of money, get married, get a job, buy a home? So only 16% answered making a lot of money, but a whopping 75% said that their first goal was finding a purpose and meaning to my life. Isn't that interesting? 75% of 8,000 college students at 48 different universities said, my first goal is to find purpose and meaning to life. Well, that survey is absolutely right. I want to share this with you from a man by the name of Tom. He's under 18 years of age. I can't believe how cynical he is at such a young age, but here's what he writes. He's from Annapolis, Maryland. I believe that life is meaningless. Humans as a race are a mistake. You're a mistake, and so am I, according to him. But there are other species that do happen to have a reason to exist. For example, bees are completely necessary for the survival of the entire planet's survival. Humans, on the other hand, have no such productive purpose in the world. All that we do is consume and produce waste that will eventually kill us. We are insignificant. We are nothing. Without being able to do anything in life, there's no point in life. Life is meaningless. It's a morbid thought, but it's completely true. I hope to God he's not right, because my life has meaning because of Jesus Christ, and so does yours. My life has meaning because of the one who lives in me, not because of anything I do, anything I've done, anything I might do in the future. It has meaning because of the one who lives in me and lives in you, and it's the Lord God Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to read a cynical passage of Scripture. It's the first chapter of Ecclesiastes. The easiest way to find it in the Old Testament, just open up your Bible basically to the middle, to Psalms or Proverbs, go to the next book, Ecclesiastes. Solomon is the accredited author. And we begin with verse 1 of chapter 1. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. And all things are wearisome. Some of you came to church feeling weary today, that your life is nothing but weariness.
Well, we'll continue this first message from a new series called Futile from the book of Ecclesiastes. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.